Mrs. Patsy Glass is on the line. Good morning, Patsy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for writing to me. I see a letter here in front of me. And you've had a terrible time, Patsy.
Yes, I have had.
Tell me what's happened to you, because I know people, no matter what community they're from, I know they'll want to help you this morning. Tell me what's happened.
Just first of all, I would like to say to the scum that took my handbag, stole it, on the 6th of July. I was out with my daughter going into town, and we were going to go shopping with a wedding coming off, and I says, oh, I'll take my cards with me in case I see something. Now, I was in the shop, and she was only just a few inches from me.
Whereabouts? Which shop? In the Belfast City Centre?
Well, I didn't want to mention the shop.
Well, let's mention the shop because it'll help people who might be able to help you.
We think it was British Home Stores.
Okay.
In town.
Yeah.
Now, in Belfast. I was standing, and the daughter was only a few inches from me, and she's always beside me. And there was this lady at my left-hand side, a small person like myself. And all of a sudden, I sort of fell over. And I went to my daughter, and I said, Tricia, I nearly fell there. She says, oh, Mommy, what happened? I says, I couldn't tell you, love. I don't know. I just went over. But then I looked at my bag, my shopping bag. I says, oh, my handbag's gone. Well, I can't tell you the shock it gave me. I had me, just as a woman would, or purse, or wee photos and different things like that. And we backtracked to each shop we went into. But no, it wasn't there. It happened within a couple of seconds. Now, I had my wee boy's photo. That was the most important, that the scum would send me it back. I'm not worried about the money. Not worried about that at all.
Because £120 was stolen.
And how I know I have so had so much. My daughter went to the post office late on Friday to get me the money. And always keep a wee purse with odd pounds and things like that, just change. But my wee boy's photo was in my purse itself.
And this, Patsy, is what is the most important to you.
Yes.
Because this photograph has a very, very special significance to you. Tell me why.
Because he was born on 1953. And actually, his daddy had just died in the May time. So he was born 12th of July morning in the Jubilee. So without his daddy. So I had him and just myself. So without my parents, I couldn't have coped. But anyway, it was at a Christmas Eve at the end of 1953. And I said to my doctor, I'd have to take Francie up to the children's hospital because he hadn't been well, broken and things like that. It was just signs of his father that he had the cancer. So anyway, I took him up there. The doctor in charge says, well, we can't really find anything wrong with him, but we'll send him up to Purdiesburn then. It's Beaver Park Hospital now. So I took him up, and he was in a few weeks. And he died, not a few weeks, he died on the 4th of January, 54.
My goodness, how old was he?
6 months old.
So your little...
People maybe say, oh, I've lost, you know, older, you know, but that's the only photo I have. And I did lose a daughter older, 28, with cancer.
So your little boy, what did you call him?
Francis William Bale.
So Francis was just 6 months old when he died?
Yes.
And what they have done is the only photograph you have of him...
That's the only one I have.
They have stolen it.
And all the money in the world can't replace it. You know?
And they've stolen it.
And they stole it. But to me, they're just scum. I pity their parents for to bring whoever did it up like that. And I know it's not the parents' fault either. You know, when your son or daughter go out, you just hope and trust in God that they keep all right and everything will go well with them.
Tell me this, Patsy. I want you to tell us out loud so that the people who stole this can know, and also people who might be able to help you because they might know something can know. Tell them how upsetting it is for you to have lost that photograph.
Well, whoever stole my handbag with the purse, the money doesn't give me a thought. And if you get drunk or anything on it, well, I can't tell you what I've said. You know, called you, to be honest. But please return my wee boy's photo. Now, there's a photo in it of my late husband, just a wee passport photo. But I'm all right as regards that. My daughter has a wee photo that she's given me. But my wee son's, it's irreplaceable. He was born in the Jubilee on the 12th of July morning, 1953. And I was a widow then. For the husband, his father died in May.
This happened to you in Belfast City Centre on the 6th of July.
That's correct.
So not that long ago.
No.
Just last week.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And you think it was down in British Home Stores in Belfast City Centre?
I think that was the only place where Patricia carried my bag.
And how would someone recognise your purse?
Well,
what did it look like?
It's a grey, soft type of purse. With the different, there's a zip part on the back of it, and the usual place for your cards and things like that.
Do you know what they've probably done? The thing that's most important to you, Patsy,
yes,
that photograph, they've probably taken the money and thrown that purse away.
Yes, I think that's what they have done. But as I say, I'm not worried about the money. But God help their parents. Excuse me. God help their parents.
It's the thought of these people able to look at an old age pensioner and rob them.
It gave me an awful, awful shock.
But I don't understand even their mindset that they see someone, an old age pensioner, and they're able to rob you. I don't understand it.
And like I try to keep on my feet and cope with work. You know, what things I have to do. And that there was terrible.
Well, Patsy, let's hope somebody can help you.
Well, I hope so, and I like your show.
That's very kind of you.
Oh, I do, and it's very... I'm full of nerves this morning.
Well, don't be freaked. You're
but,
good.
Thank you very, very much for ringing.
Don't be nervous speaking to me, and thank you for writing to me. And let's see if anybody can help you.
I have a feeling I won't get it.
Well, let's see.
The scum will just, you know... But the only thing I would say to anybody, make sure... If you have it in the shopping bag, make sure you have it zipped over and not shown at all.
I wonder if this did happen in British Home Stores, and you're not sure what you think, I wonder could we contact British Home Stores on your behalf?
I've been down and the police has been down.
But is there no video footage?
Yes, the police, I couldn't praise them enough.
But did they see on the cameras someone stealing it?
Well, now we had them up on the 6th. Here, taking details. And I must say, they were very, very nice.
Yes, but do you know if they were able to see in the footage?
Well, I didn't ring them up. Right. They'd ring me if they got anything. But they're so busy with the trouble and everything else, and I wouldn't ring them up just as yet. But I will ring them up.
Right, well, let us check that out for you. Because Vinny's doing nothing the rest of the day. I'll get him, Patsy,
yes,
to ring the police. And see if we can establish whether the people who stole this has actually been found on CCTV. Will you leave that with us?
Well, Nolan, I think it was put in the hands of Lisburn
All right.
Road.
Well, leave that with us, Patsy, and we'll be back in touch.
Well, thank you very, very much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
And all the very best with your show.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, what a lovely lady.